graffiti artist and consultant to designer Mark Echo. Oh, he was arrested for spray painting subway cars in Brooklyn.
You know, I'm a fan of the graffiti because I was an old school graffiti artist myself. My specialty was the peace sign, just the word "the who," the backwards SWAT sticker. I'd draw the road runner, just the word "the who," repent 13, just the word "the who." Yeah, those type of things.
It's a guerrilla movement, that's the way it goes, and it's the art of getting up, getting known, and then you take that vehicle and you go all the places once they know you.
The higher you can tag something, the more respect you're going to get. The more outlandish you tag, the more respect you're going to get in the community.
I know a person, everywhere they go, they tag "Mighty Horse Rocks the Fat Ass." Mighty Horse Rocks the Fat Ass.
Mighty Horse Rocks the Fat Ass.
When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks a fat ass. When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks a fat ass.
Everybody else can live by the rules, except for the graffiti artist. When you see the Mighty Horse rocks, you don't spell rocks, R-O-X.
When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks a fat ass.
What about my tag, Monkey House? Only I pronounce it like this, Monkey House!
When Monkey House rocks, he rocks a fat ass. When Monkey House rocks, he rocks a fat ass.
Monkey House! Because that's the name I tag with. Monkey House of D-Sippers.
When Monkey House rocks, he rocks the D-Sippers. When Monkey House rocks, he rocks the D-Sippers.
Mighty Horse rocks the fat ass?
Mighty Horse rocks.
When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks a fat ass. When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks a fat ass.
Mighty Horse rocks the fat ass. All right, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a plane and tag the sky.
Shot a boot, Gray.